Saga Egmond presents Kissing the Lizard by Justin David, read by Matthew Bidulph. For my bestie, Joe Mateo, 25 years. Happy anniversary, you gorgeous man. Will you walk into the parlour? Said the spider to the fly. 'Tis the prettiest little parlour that ever you did spy. The way into my parlour is up a winding stair, and I have many pretty things to show when you are there. The Spider and the Fly, Mary Howitt, 1799 to 1888. Old Compton Street is simmering. Jamie registers the summer joy outside the coffee shop and rests his chin on a hand with listless resignation. Everyone has gone wild at the first sign of moderate sunlight. T-shirts are wrenched from milky torsos. Men kiss in the street. Shirtless bikers ride roughshod through Soho. Everyone's leaving work early to grab what they can of the rays. Businessmen drink beer in the street, abandoning ties, collars undone at the neck. Jamie can't join in. He's cut off. 3 years an art student, in the capital, and no closer to being part of it. The broken air conditioning in the creperie has resulted in a thick haze of steam and smoke. Do you think we'll ever see America? Billy asks, looking up from a book. He draws deeply on a Marlborough, a duty-free gift from when Jamie's mum and dad spent a package holiday in Magaluf. He exhales into the already choked room. I don't know, Jamie says, waving away smoke. I'm not convinced I'll ever get back to London, let alone reach the States.
Well, you're here now, aren't you?
For one more night, but then I have to go back to that wretched place, Jamie says, rolling up the sleeves of his paisley shirt and unbuttoning his waistcoat. Billy places the fag in his mouth and leafs through the other books Jamie has piled up on the table, next to a ball of loose red wool and his length of knitting impaled on size 8 needles. A volume about alien abductions by Whitley Strieber provokes a curl from Billy's lip. Another one, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, incites a cartoon scowl. He holds up a third book and frowns.
The Prophetic Insights, he says.
Really? I'm searching.
What for? The Knit Your Own Aura Brigade?
Jamie returns to the accommodation pages of Time Out. Nothing under £75 a week.
Well, if you hadn't run back to Mummy and Daddy so quickly.
I didn't have any money, Billy. Billy stares at Jamie's hair.
You could save £10 a month if you stopped bleaching that mop.
A clique of art students Jamie recognises from St. Martin's cackle over cappuccinos near the window. Plates clatter. A radio crackles, losing and regaining its signal, issuing a broken chorus of Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. The coffee shop is full of French and Germans and Turks and Americans. Everyone else seems to be having a great time.
If you'd taken that job with the magazine, you'd be on an all-expenses-paid trip to India by now.
Jamie throws the Time Out across the table. Billy, still within the cosy confines of his final year, hasn't yet felt freedom slipping away.
Free holidays don't pay the rent, Jamie says. If I could afford to work for nothing, I'd have a huge portfolio and a contract at The Guardian, not living back with my parents in the arse end of nowhere.
A tanned rent boy brushes past the table, an outline of an unfinished William Morris design peeking out of a loosely buttoned shirt. Jamie watches Billy's eyes trail his studded leather belt and bubble butt. The youth takes his window seat, from where he has solicited every weekend during Jamie's time at art school.
Some folks know how to make money, Billy says.
You're meant to be with me, not eyeing up the local trade.
Billy leans across the table and takes Jamie's hand. Jamie pulls back, but Billy holds on tight.
This is Soho, not the West Midlands. You think anyone gives a shit if I hold your hand?
Billy squeezes even tighter. He is looking into Jamie, his gentle, opalescent eyes lying.